Hello, everybody, and welcome to the podcast. Today is February 5th, and this is my first official episode of this podcast titled Tuck Talks. Today's a beautiful day. I'm in Pennsylvania right now. It's where I live, and it's about 55 degrees outside, sunny and warm. Feels great. Kind of odd because we're in the middle of winter. But you know what? Hey, fuck it. I'll take some good weather. But the weather is not what I'm talking about today, unfortunately. Today I want to talk about how it's taken me so damn long to actually make one of these. And the reasons why. I don't know. I guess where I can start is high school. Ever since high school, I've kind of felt like, you know, I'm not really about the traditional route in life. You know, I was always told after high school comes college, you know, you get a degree in something and you follow that degree to your first job and then, well, first job in your career. And then from there, you work for a couple of years, start rising up in the company that you're with, and pretty much do that, rinse and repeat for the rest of your life. And that just wasn't me. I didn't like that idea. I didn't like the idea of being behind a desk. I didn't like the idea of trying to or having to conform to a certain way of life. I thought it was flawed. It's kind of ridiculous how they expect everyone to do the same thing. So even though I didn't really have an answer as to what I wanted to do and to, you know, what I would be doing differently, I knew that doing something traditionally was not me. So it took me a while, but, you know, after going through the idea of making a YouTube channel and, you know, talking about random shit and, you know, maybe thinking of doing something with video games, nothing really kind of clicked until I started thinking about podcasting. And this was about, I don't know, maybe half a year ago. I was at Westchester University, and one day I was talking with my dad, and we started thinking of an idea for a website. And this website was basically a place where you would talk about issues, you know, talk about things going on in your life that other people could relate to, you know, targeting the 20s, 30s, mainly 20s, just because that's what I am. I'm 22, so, you know, something I can relate to and easily talk about. And it would just be kind of like a central hub of conversations, and hopefully it would help someone out. Got really excited about this idea. Told my brother and my older brother, and he didn't like it. He didn't like the idea. He thought it was pointless. He didn't think people would use it. So unfortunately, I kind of allowed that to affect how I felt about it, and lo and behold, nothing came of it. But I always had that in the back of my head, even though I wasn't strong enough at the time or confident enough at the time to actually do something about it. I always thought it would have been really cool if I had. So, you know, another year goes by and I start thinking about podcasting. You know, because what it came from was I had to find out what I really enjoy to do. And, you know, it's a lot easier said than done, you know, asking yourself, oh, well, just do what you're passionate about. You know, everyone has a passion, but not everyone can really, they don't really know what their passion is all the time. So, you know, it took a lot of thinking and a lot of time to myself to really reflect on what I enjoy and what makes me feel good when I'm doing it. And I came to the conclusion that I like to help people and I like to talk about issues. Now, this usually is in the form of talking with friends about relationships or, you know, whatever the topic may be. And I'm not, you know, I'm no expert. obviously. I haven't been trained in this. I haven't studied for this. I'm not a psychologist or anything. But I thoroughly enjoy discussing problems and issues, or just simply having discussions about anything with people, and having intellectual discussions and debate, because it just makes me happy. I like to think. I like to challenge myself to think outside the box. I like to challenge others to really think. So I thought, you know, what better way to do this than to have a podcast? And that's when I started thinking about doing this. So I got the equipment. I got a new microphone for Christmas. I was hyping myself up. I got an app, which I'm using now, Anchor, to help me do this. I had everything set up, and yet I still wasn't making my podcast. And for the longest time, I was making an excuse as to why. You know, I didn't have the right timing. I didn't have the right topic. I didn't have the right people. There was always some reason why I couldn't do it. But the truth was that I was just too afraid to do it. You know, I was thinking, who am I to have a podcast? Who am I to talk about things that people want to listen to? You know, a lot of self-doubt and second-guessing. But the other night, you know, actually last night, I was working out with my little brother, and we're doing this thing called a ruck, which is where you walk a couple miles, in this case five, with a couple pounds on your back in a backpack. But during these rucks that we do occasionally, we have, you know, conversations with each other about numerous things. But last night we were talking about regret and being afraid of following, you know, our passion and our dreams, even though other people are doubting it. And it just made me realize that if I don't do this, I'm going to regret it for the rest of my life. I'm going to question, you know, what if I actually did get into that? What if I actually recorded that first episode and posted it? You know, what if? A lot of what ifs. So I've decided, you know, the only excuse is the one I make. There's no other reason. You know, it's not going to be perfect. It's not going to be, you know, amazing or anything. It's just something that I want to do and that I would see myself enjoying. So today I decided, you know what, fuck it. Today's the day. I'm doing this. I mean, I'm in my car right now on my way to work, and I decided I could record in the car. So this first episode is basically proving to myself that, you know, if you want to do something, just do it. And this is something that, you know, I've been kind of telling other people in the past, and that I've been told myself, and that I've realized but never really implemented in my own life, which is ironic because, you know, how could I tell other people to do this and not do it myself? But I am here doing it, and I'm excited because, you know, it's much easier after you start, but all you need to do is start. So this is me starting. This is me challenging myself to continue with this and to hold myself accountable by posting this, you know, in the hopes that not only do I pursue something that I am passionate about, but that maybe along the way I can help other people follow their passions, you know, as corny as that sounds. But yeah. So, episode one, basically just figure out a way to do what you want to do, guys. You know, everyone talks about, oh, wouldn't it be great if I could do, you know, A, B, or C. My mom, last night, you know, we were watching a show that Ellen DeGeneres hosts. It's called Game of Games, funny show. But my mom commented that, you know, wouldn't this be awesome? She's out there getting paid to laugh and have fun, and it must be great for her health. I wish I could do something like that. And the funny thing is, like, we can. She can. You know, I was quick to say, well, all you gotta do is find a way to do it. And it's obviously not that simple, but in a sense, the thinking is that simple. You know, if you want to do something, do it. Stop making excuses. Start making opportunities. You know, find the way to get what you want. Find the way to overcome that obstacle. Don't find an excuse. Don't find a way to pass the blame. Just start doing it. You know, now that I think about it, it's kind of funny. I'm kind of giving myself a pep talk in doing this. But yeah, guys, this has been episode 1 of Tuck Talks. You know, I hope you guys enjoy some part of it. And I'll be continuing this podcast for a while. I want to see where it goes. So give me a listen. Tell me if you want to hear certain things. Let me know what you think. And have a great day.